You are listening to Real World News.
Another death caused by the Santa Rita Hydroelectric Project. On April the 7th, hitmen hired by landowner Sandino Ponce of Alta Verapaz Department, Guatemala, shot against Quechua's community members of 9 de Febrero, injuring five of them. Last Sunday, April the 20th, one of them died due to the injuries. Both Sandino and his father, Leonel Ponce Ramirez, are linked to the Hidro Santa Rita SA project, whose implementation in the area of Monte Olivo, Cobanco municipality, has been resisted for over 2 years. The resistance by the communities to the hydroelectric project that started with popular assemblies has been met with repression, persecution and murders against the inhabitants. In an interview with Real World Radio, Juan Humberto Botstock of the Mayan Association for Integral Community Development said that the first actions taken by the company to silence the resistance were accusing community leaders of different crimes, from robbery to promoting illegal activities. But this escalated to extreme violence. In August 2013, hitmen hired by the company to murder community leader David Chen ended up killing two children of the community. In November 2013, security officers of the landowners mentioned above opened fire against the community members, seriously injuring one of them. In the following month, four young people were injured after a new attack. The state has not responded for these crimes, and on the contrary, as Juan Humberto said, far from the authorities taking actions against this project, the governor has been saying on the radio that these communities are problematic, these communities do not want development. Guatemala is suffering many problems related to the defense of life, water and territories, said Juan Humberto with reference to another hydroelectric dam that will be built in Alta Verapaz Department. This is RENACE 3, a project that will impact 8 communities of the San Pedro Carchac municipality. Through COCODE, the Community Development Council, the communities have expressed a rejection to the implementation of RENACE 3. As a response, COCODE Secretary Carlos Vicente Stubb was threatened in the past weeks, and in the evening of April the 21st, he was attacked and shot in one of his legs. This is part of what the Mayan community is suffering in the framework of their defense of life and the territory, said Juan Humberto.
You are listening to Real World News.